And we've got a great person here in the studio joining us.
Where is she?
I'm referring to myself, of course. Oh. But we've also got Susan Brown of the Chapel Hill Public Library.
Burn, as the kids say. Sick burn, Aaron.
Yeah.
And then whenever I say that, my kids are like, Mom, that's so not a thing anymore. Stop saying it. So then I just say it more.
A thing. Yeah, you just say it more. Yeah.
Then I'm like, sick roast.
That's
wicked
never
flambe.
Been a thing. That has never been
and
a thing.
And then they cringe and leave, which is ultimately the goal.
Yeah. I feel like this is culminating with like, sick burn, wicked flambe, and then you just say cringe and leave. That would be the pinnacle right there.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
This is the greatest week ever, right?
Right.
Because it's the Friends Book Sale Week.
Because it's the Friends Book Sale Week. I thought you were going to say something about the Tar Heels winning the national championship, but it's also the week of the Friends of the Library Book Sale.
Priorities. No,
yeah, that's
Tar
true.
Heels won, man.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
And it's great because, I mean, you're from Lawrence, so you're
I'm
used
not
to...
from Lawrence.
You spent a lot of time
I
in Lawrence.
I spent a very brief period
you're
in
You're used
Lawrence.
To going out in the Elite Eight is my point, so...
No. I'm actually used to going out in the round of 64 because I'm a Hokie.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Sick burn
yeah,
on
right.
myself.
No, because that implies that they make it to the tournament
oh,
at all.
They did.
Cringe and leave.
It's like we're having a conversation and no one's listening.
That's pretty much every time I come on the air. I just assume that no one's listening
People
and I'm just
like,
in it for myself.
Where's that show where they talk about books?
Yeah, it's this one right here because
right
we've
here.
Got a book sale coming up.
Right, but let's talk about the Tar Heels a
okay,
little
sure.
bit longer. I'm not from Kansas.
Yes, that's true.
If Daniel Wallace, the beloved and famed author, is listening...
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell him once more. He often says, Susan Brown from Kansas. I'm like, Daniel Wallace, I'm not from Kansas. And then he's like, Dorothy from Virginia. I'm like, you were almost there.
Yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
from Kansas.
That sounds exactly like how that would and should
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because there's only one other person who actually is from Kansas, and
Dorothy.
That's Dorothy Gale. Right.
But yes, much like Roy Williams,
yes,
I had a brief flirtation with Kansas.
From Kansas. Yeah.
And then got my senses back and came back to Chapel Hill.
And made it back to civilization.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will say, I don't know if there's correlation or causation or what, but when I moved down here the first time from Virginia to the Triangle area, the Heels pretty soon won a national
yes.
title, and then Chapel Hill Public Library got a bond pass for a renovation. Then we moved to Lawrence.
Right.
Soon after that, Kansas won a national title, and the Lawrence Public Library got a new building.
Okay.
And we came back here, and
you
what?
A couple
of years
later.
You literally
just got a new building.
All right, that was
so...
done. They knew I was coming. And then a few years after that, we get a national. I mean, I'm not saying I'm the cause.
I mean, yeah.
But I'm kind of saying it's all because of me.
If you want a new building, we just spent like $50 million to buy the American Legion, so I'm not sure there's any new buildings coming
right.
anytime
Who knows?
Soon.
Right.
Except possibly at that site, so yeah.
But if you want a national basketball title,
yeah, you're the woman to take over the library and make it happen. All
yeah.
right, all right.
Yeah, that's how it goes. So yay Tar Heels! That
yay
was
Tar
awesome.
Heels! That was awesome. Did you watch the game? Were you?
Yes.
Yeah. What was? Well, you
well,
never
of
know.
Of course, I did.
Like so, my entire friends or most of my like really close friends here in the area are not big sports fans at all. So for me, like, did you watch the game is a legitimate question because
okay.
I know nobody does. Not everyone does.
No, we totally watched the game.
Yeah.
And my boys, especially my older one, is really getting into like rooting for his team and
yeah,
basketball.
Yeah.
So we're really loud. We're very, very loud. I know that's shocking.
It's unbelievable.
So we had a lot of fun. And I let my kids stay up late. And
cool.
It was maybe... rough morning the next morning.
Did
but...
you rush Franklin Street?
No.
No.
No, I thought about it when they won the Final Four.
Right.
And then I was like,
on
we
Saturday.
Could get down there.
Yeah,
I was like, we could get down there. Or no, when, the previous week when they got into the Final Four.
Oh,
I was like,
gotcha,
we could
gotcha.
Like that might be the one to take your kids to. It's a
right.
little bit lighter.
I did see a lot of, I can't say I saw a lot of, but I did see, because I did. I had not gotten the chance to do it ever before, so I did it this year, and it was a lot of fun. I'm glad I did it. I don't have to do it again, but
right.
I did it the one time, so that was good. But I did see some families with kids
yeah,
that were there,
yeah.
and like near the big bonfire and everything, so everyone was having a good time.
Yeah. I will say, when I was in Lawrence and they won, they did a parade. which was cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, like, the team came and just, you know, everybody rode down and everybody came out. That was super fun.
Was there, like, a gathering in, like, downtown Lawrence after Kansas won?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody went down to Mass Street, and then they went in Allen Fieldhouse when the team came back. But I believe they also did a parade.
Okay, that's cool.
Which is pretty cool.
Nice.
So that happened this week.
So that happened this week.
And the other awesome thing has yet to happen, but the team is...
invited.
Gathering. No, the team is working now. The Friends book sale.
Yes.
So the team behind the Friends book sale.
Oh, the
today.
The Friends of the Library team.
Yes.
Team Friends.
Team Friends.
Yes.
Hashtag Team Friends. Are we hashtagging? Is that kind of like Sick Burn? Is that not a thing anymore?
Unfortunately, I think it is a thing. I think hashtags are going to be around for a while.
You've seen the was it Jimmy Fallon who did the video with the hand signal for
with
hashtags?
The hand signal thing where you just like
with
take
Justin
your two
Timberlake?
Fingers and knock them together. Yeah.
Okay, focus, Susan Brown. What are we talking about?
Oh,
the Friends team.
Team
Friends. They were in there today. Like, so the sale starts on Friday. What's today? Wednesday? They were, I mean, they build up to it all the time. But today they're in there. They are loading up carts. They're organizing the volunteer. So we have a volunteer army. And then they bring in a volunteer army to help set up the sale. So the word is it's another big sale.
Yes.
Maybe not quite 20,000 items, but maybe pretty close. So it's not the biggest ever. It's way up there.
It's the best ever.
It's the best ever.
Pound for pound, the best book sale that the
there
Friends has ever done. And up there in size as well.
It is. So they take over all the meeting rooms, all the lobby. So you might be saying, when does this magical sale start, Susan Brown?
Okay.
You're supposed to say,
you said it was Friday, though.
Did I say that?
You did, actually, once already.
What time on Friday
might
this magical
sale start? What time on
Friday might this... Okay, so here's the deal. Friday, they're all great days, but Friday, there's a magic... So the sale is even more magical on the first magical day. Because people line up, and they wait, and you get in there first, and you get the pick.
The pick of the litter.
The cream of the crop, the pick of the litter. 3 till 5:30 on Friday, and that's for friends only, but you can become a friend at the door, and
that's
super reasonable. It's a great way to support the community by supporting the friends who support the library, who support the community. So Friday from 3 till 5:30, Saturday from 10 till 5, open to the public. You don't have to be a friend. You could still join the friends on Saturday if you wanted to, and then Sunday is another magical day. It's BYOB day.
What?
Right, not beer, sorry.
Okay.
BYOB, bring your own bag. It's bag day. So for $5, you bring your own bag, you fill it up. And I love coming up on Sunday afternoon on bag day because there's just people, like, you'll see them as far like down here.
Like
they're walking to the bus stop, they're walking to their car carrying these bags of books. I'm like, they came to the friend sale. And there's still lots of great stuff on the last day.
Yep.
So I will say... some people, my husband, go every day.
Ooh.
So all the days.
Because
are
as
good.
People buy books, that frees up space, so they fill it up with more books that were not hitherto on the
you
tables.
You will find
yes.
something new every single day. Nice. So there are those who go every day and come home with piles of great books and enjoy them all year.
Very good.
So the Friend Sale this Friday through Sunday.
Very cool. All right. Are we going to recommend any books this week?
Maybe. I want to also plug some other things.
Oh, are there
Can
other things going on as well? Yeah, go
so
for it.
So we are working on expanding our programming, especially for all ages and adults. We've always had great, great kids programs, and we're trying to do more. So we had the Paizanki, the Easter egg program thing that we talked about. We have some great stuff coming up. But the new one, because you're a nerd...
Of course.
And I heart nerds.
Of
I'm
course.
Kind of a nerd. I might be more of a, I don't know, nerd geek.
What
was
the
know.
Line between nerds and geeks? I always identified more as a geek than a nerd, but I might be wrong about
I
that.
I think I'm more nerdy than geeky.
Maybe.
Anyways,
I don't know. Whatever.
We are partnering with the UNC program in the humanities to be a partner in the awesome North Carolina Science Festival, which is a statewide festival, right?
Yep.
So we are doing this program series, Save the Date, on April 14th and April 21st. It's called Future Imperfect. So what we're doing is we have two different programs where they are looking at how science fiction films predict, talk about, frame out anxieties, cultural, social
about
issues.
About the future, yeah.
Yeah, so the first one is about refugees. And so we have scholars who will show clips from movies like District 9 and Children of Men.
That was the first one that I thought of. Oh, Children of Men,
right?
Yes. Oh, that's one of my favorites.
And they're going to talk about how the concerns and questions and issues today are presented on film, how we thought about them then, now. And then the other one is on the human-machine binary, which is a great nerdy title. But it's going to look at things like Blade Runner and the Terminator to talk about how we conceive of the relationship between humans and machines.
Nice.
But it's all framed out in, like, sci-fi movies.
Ex Machina, Star Trek, The Next Generation.
With cool scholars from UNC who will sort of engage the audience and talk about all of this.
Yeah.
And the series is called Future Imperfect, and it's April 14th and 21st. Great partnership with UNC and the North Carolina Science Festival.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Children of Men is one of my favorite movies of, like, this century. And Cuarón is such a great director because, like, it's a really cool plot and the acting is great, but every single movie he does, and Children of Men is no exception, and this is why we're talking about it in this context, you look behind the main actors to see the world that he's creating. Like, there's so much happening in the background that's so worth paying attention to. And when he directed Harry Potter 3, exactly the same thing. Like, that was the movie that built the world around the characters, and Children of Men is just the pinnacle of that.
You're officially a geek.
Good.
And here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
For this segue?
Uh-huh.
Children of Men is what? Based on a book.
What?
It's true.
Oh, my God.
P.D. James, who was very famous for her British mysteries. So she's a female author who wrote just great, great mysteries. And the name of her main character is escaping me.
Mary Poppins.
What?
Nothing.
It's not Mary Poppins. It's not.
It's P.L. Travers.
You either said Harry Potter or Mary Poppins. And I'm like, it's neither of those. What was I saying?
P.D. James. Yeah.
She's very famous for writing mysteries, but she also wrote the novel Children of Men, which the movie is based on. They're fairly different. But there you go. I can recommend that book. If you liked the movie, you should consider reading the book.
Okay.
Children of Men by P.D. James.
All right.
Your turn.
Sounds good. Oh, now I have to recommend
Talk about books.
Okay, cool. So books are a thing that were invented many years ago by possibly the Egyptians. I don't know. I just got done reading Cavalier and Clay, which has been sitting on my shelf for the better part of 10 years. You know, this book's been out since 2000. I think it's Chabon.
Michael C., the author of The Adventures of Cavalier and Clay.
P.D. James wrote The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay. I liked it. It was really good. I was sad that I didn't love it. Like, it didn't blow me away the way that I was hoping it would. But it was a really good book. And so smart. Like, this is a book about two comic book writers who are also Jewish, one of them growing up in New York, the other one growing up in Czechoslovakia, fleeing the Nazis, coming to the U.S., living in New York, one of them enlists in World War II, and you have to, if you're going to write that book, you have to know so much about New York, the 1940s, World War II, the European situation, comic books in general. It's just this unbelievably, exhaustively researched book, and he just casually tosses all this information in here as part of this great narrative. It's an impressive book to
read. It's books like that I'm like, how do they do
that? How do they do that? Yeah, exactly.
I don't, like, right?
Yep.
Okay, so this is awesome because when you mention that, Cavalier and Clay, it makes me think of another Michael C. Michael Chabon.
Karamazov.
Book that was also made into a movie. It's a book called Wonder Boys.
Yep.
I love that movie. So Children of Men, I think I read the book first and then I saw the movie, mostly because it's got that actor in it. Children of Men, what's his name?
Clive Owen. He's good.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, he's good, but he's also super cute.
Okay.
Which is also why I see movies sometimes. What am I talking about? We're not talking about
That's also why actors. I see movies.
We're talking about books. So I read Children of Men, and then I saw the movie. Wonder Boys, I saw the movie.
Okay.
And I love the movie, and then I read the book. So Wonder Boys is an earlier Michael Chabon novel.
It's one of his first ones, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It might be the
first
one.
He's got a book with a longer title,
Wolves
something
of
Baltimore
Pittsburgh.
Maybe it's Pittsburgh. Steelworkers Association,
No, that's the Yiddish Policeman Union.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of. That came later.
He's a great author. Wonder Boys is about a professor at a small college who's down on his luck, midlife crisis, all the things, and it's not that sweeping sense that Cavalier End Play is. It's a much smaller story, character-driven, focused on, in the movie, who's played by Michael Douglas, who's an actor that I usually don't like. He's so good in Wonder Boys.
Interesting.
So, Wonder Boys by Michael Chabon is fabulous. And Michael Chabon's wife is Islet Waldman, and she's a writer.
Awesome.
I can't recommend any of her books because I don't think I read any of them, but that's just a little piece of trivia for you. There you go.
Awesome.
Is it your turn now, or are we done?
No, we're done.
We're done.
Yeah.
Go to the Friends sale this weekend.
Yep.
You can buy all of these books and many more. Mark your calendars for the Future Imperfect series. And check our calendar for all the other awesome stuff coming up at the Chapel Hill Public Library.
We can't list it all, but it's on the web.
Oh, I will tell you one thing.
What?
Guess what I spent midday yesterday doing?
Well, I have a whole bunch of things that just flooded into my head.
So in May...
Casino gambling.
No.
Okay.
In May, we are launching our awesome new mobile pop-up library service,
Ooh,
the Circulator.
Nice.
The truck... It's like a 16-foot, like, FedEx truck type thing that we're going to have custom done by this food truck upfitter over in Garner. I went over to Garner with some people from my team, and we saw it because it just got there, and then I drove it.
Ooh.
It was super fun. It's a like, you don't need a special license or anything. I didn't take it out on the highway, but can I just tell you, we walked through the vision of this thing. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a major new library town service for the community. We're going to launch it in May. And I got to drive it yesterday.
That's awesome. So it's like an upfitted food truck, so it's got the window that you can...
It's going to have inset bookshelves. So we aren't going to have a window in it because we're going to get out. So we might roll up to the farmer's market with tables, chairs, farmer story time, and cookbooks. Or we might roll to a daycare center in the summer and do literacy programming. We might roll to 140 West when there's a concert. So we aren't going to bring people on it. We're going to take stuff out that's flexible, and it's just going to look really, really, really cool. So we will share that as we progress, but I got to drive a big truck yesterday. It was awesome.
That's great.
But we look to launch that in late May, and
then
this summer will be its first season, so people will see it all over town.
Really cool. We just got a shout-out from Carborough Man on Twitter. So
Carborough Man?
We have arrived. No, seriously, no one knows.
Come on.
Do you not know the legend of Carborough
Man?
No, this guy's awesome. He's on Twitter. He's great.
Okay. I don't know about... Okay.
We got to take a break. I'll enlighten you on Carborough Man after this. Susan Brown, thank you so much.